Thank you, Dan. I should mention to everyone, too, in our service, we have Dan singing for us, and Colleen is back playing, and then Suzanne, too. You heard her playing the flute. That was just wonderful for pre-service music. I share these words to just set the tone for our communion service today. Dear friends in Christ, it is our intention to receive the body and blood of Christ, in which he strengthens our faith by giving us his body to eat and his blood to drink. This gift is not for those who think they are perfect. It is a gift for those who are troubled because of their sin and who humbly confess their sin, hungering and thirsting for God's righteousness. When the gift of Jesus' body and blood is received, it is as if Jesus is saying to us, I have had mercy on you by taking away your sin. Know that you have been grafted into the true vine and have eternal life. To properly receive this gift, we examine our hearts and by doing so, discover our need for Jesus' presence in our lives. We do so with a time of confession and forgiveness. Hear my prayer, O Lord.
Let my cry come to you.
In the day of my trouble, I call upon you.
For you answer me.
Hide your face from my sins.
And blot out all my iniquities.
Create in me a clean heart, O God.
And renew a right spirit within me.
Cast me not away from your presence.
And take not your Holy Spirit from me.
Restore to me the joy of your salvation.
And uphold me with a willing spirit.
Most merciful God,
we confess
that we are in bondage to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed. By what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen. Let's take a moment for silent reflection before receiving that sweet forgiveness from God. Almighty God, in his mercy, sent his Son Jesus into our world to shine as a light for all people, including you. Jesus has died for your sins and is risen for your righteousness. Therefore, as a called and ordained servant of Christ and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all of your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.